Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So pundits are calling it perhaps another Etch-a-Sketch moment for the Romney campaign. And I'm sure at this point, Mitt Romney might want to shake the slate and erase what Eric Fenstrom, one of his top advisors, told MSNBC. Fenstrom said his candidate did not think of the Affordable Care Act, the individual mandate penalty, as a tax.
The governor believes that what we put in place in Massachusetts was a penalty. And he disagrees with the court's ruling that the mandate was a tax. But again,
so he agrees with the president. But he agrees with the president that it is not, and he believes that you shouldn't call the tax penalty a tax. You should call it a penalty or a fee or a fine.
That's correct. But the president also needs to be held accountable for his hypocritical and contradictory statements.
Okay, forget that. Mitt Romney later steered his campaign message back in line with some other top Republicans. Yesterday, he gave an interview to CBS News.
I said that I agreed with the dissent, and the dissent made it very clear that they felt it was unconstitutional. But the dissent lost. It's in the minority. And so now the Supreme Court has spoken, and while I agreed with the dissent, that's taken over by the fact that the majority of the court said it's a tax, and therefore it is a tax. They have spoken. There's no way around that.
All right. With us now is a Republican political strategist and a Takeaway contributor, Ron Christie. Help me understand what's going on here, Ron, because this looks like a pretty big misstep.
I think it is, and I take no joy in saying this. I've known Eric Fenstrom for several years. In my former life, I used to volunteer and to serve as one of Governor Romney's debate coaches in the last cycle. I don't like this at all. If you have an Etch-a-Sketch moment and you're a staffer, that's bad. The story should never be about you. It's always about the principal. It's always about being on message. It's always about making sure that you have the internal discipline to make sure that the story is about your boss, never about you. Now we have a situation where in a very landmark decision by the Supreme Court of the United States, the majority of the court held that it was unconstitutional to have a mandate under the General Welfare Clause. It was unconstitutional to have a mandate under the Commerce Power. But the Chief Justice had twisted a little bit of the logic to say that you could do it under the taxing power. And then you have a chief spokesman for the Republican candidate coming out and saying, even though the court says it's a tax, it's not a tax. That's just really, really bad.
And obviously, this is exactly the kind of thing that I assume motivated Rupert Murdoch, who's been very, very busy on Twitter lately. And he basically said Romney needs to make some changes in his campaign staff.
Rupert Murdoch, Jack Welch, they were in New York City last week. They were at the Union League Club, and they've been tweeting pretty regularly saying, you know, Governor Romney, you need to have a shakeup. Well, look, I'm not going to go that far and say that he needs to have a general staff shakeup, but what he does need to do is have a little grab some folks by the scruff of their neck and by the back of their collar and say, stop getting off message. This is my campaign. This is my message, and stop treading on it. And I don't know whether Eric Fenstrom needs to be fired or not, but he certainly needs to be taken back to the woodshed and say, stop saying things that distract from Governor Romney's campaign.
Well, tell me, Ron, what we're seeing is kind of a split going on here. How deep are these arguments? You saw the op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, which is really kind of scathing. And I'm going to read the last line. They say, Mr. Romney promised Republicans he was the best man to make the case against President Obama, whom they desperately want to defeat. So far, Mr. Romney is letting them down.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, I generally agree with the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, but it's very, very serious and very, very significant that here we are the day after the 4th of July that we're talking about Governor Romney's staff as opposed to talking about Governor Romney's message heading into the fall campaign. He needs to have a very serious, not only navel-gazing moment, but also an introspective moment to say, is this the right direction that I want to go into, and are these the proper staff to get me where I want to get to so I move into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue on January 20th? And right now, I'm not quite sure that's the case.
Is it a problem of Romney's leadership, or are they simply trying to find the right pathway to the right? I mean, have they not decided on a message?
No, I think they have. And I think Governor Romney's leadership in this regard is unparalleled and unquestioned. Again, the thing that really disturbs me, Celeste, is why are we talking about what his staff is saying as opposed to talking about what Governor Romney's doing?
That's the real problem. Ron Christie, Takeaway contributor, Republican political strategist. And, of course, anytime you talk about political messages, we need to get Kathleen Hall Jamieson on the line. She's the director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. Kathleen, nice to speak with you again.
Good morning.
All right. So how do you see this? You heard Ron say that he sees this as really a very serious issue for Mitt Romney's campaign when it comes down to its effect on voters. Is he right?
I think the question is, how does the public ultimately perceive the explanation given by Governor Romney? Governor Romney actually tried to make all this consistent last night when he said that the states have a police power that the federal government does not have, and as a result, exercising that power meant that the mandate and its penalty in Massachusetts did not constitute a tax, whereas at the federal level it does constitute a tax because the federal government didn't have the police power. Now, if you can understand that in English, you are doing really well. And the question is, can Governor Romney sell that as an explanation for why it is not a tax for him in Massachusetts, but it is for President Obama at the federal level?
Yeah, I mean, I understand it. I just don't see how that actually, I mean, I would imagine most voters would say, oh, come on, give me a break. But this, could this be an opportunity for the Obama campaign? And in which, and in that case, if it is, how do they take advantage of it?
In general, Democrats historically have been perceived as stronger, that is, better able to manage health care. They have been less able, in general, less able, less better perceived to be able to handle economy slash taxes. This year, Romney has an advantage when the discussion is on the economy. He does not have that same advantage on health care. He would be better served to talk about the economy.
Well, Lynn, tell me a little bit about, Kathleen, about this argument. The argument's going on with Rupert Murdoch quite publicly calling Romney out with his staff. Prominent Republicans, not just Jack Welch, but others as well, agreeing with Murdoch. The Wall Street Journal calling Romney out. Do voters care about that also?
Yes, because it speaks to character. It speaks to consistency. And because in the primaries Romney was tagged as being inconsistent, if this is perceived as being inconsistent, it's not about the issue of health care so much as about who would govern.
All right. So this is obviously a real problem for Mitt Romney. It could be an opportunity for Obama, although I'm not entirely sure if Barack Obama right now is taking the best advantage of it. If you have a comment about this, 877-8-MY-TAKE, post your comment at thetakeaway.org. What do you think when you hear these flip-flopping messages or when you hear conflicting messages coming from either campaign? What does it make you think about the candidate themselves? Or for you, is this all political wrangling? Or maybe you're among the voters that still don't care until after the conventions. Either way, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Ron and Kathleen, stick around.